Governor David Ige just finished delivering his 2018 State of the State address. It's an election year, and he's been under fire all week by state lawmakers and our congressional delegation over the missile alert scare. Joining us in the studio this morning is HPR's news director Bill Dorman with a recap. Surprise, well, no mention.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about the elephant in the room, you know, and we're not talking about Republicans in an election year, that no mention of the false missile alert, no sort of floating of any balloons around that at all. No mention of what may or may not happen in terms of a review, an investigation, anything in terms of safety, even something, you know, general, the safety of the people of the state is of paramount importance, something like that. Wasn't there.
Did it surprise you?
You know, Bill, he could easily have accomplished the goal you just described with a few sentences. It wouldn't have cost him anything. But I think people, I suspect the people of Hawaii were waiting to hear some declaration of intention about change.
You know, it's interesting. State of the State, and again, similar to State of the Union addresses, it's you generally think of them if they have affirmations of shared values, of here's what we share, here's what we bring together to the table. Aspirations, a little bit of here's what we want to do, here's my vision, here's my leadership, and a bit of achievements. Here's what we have done. Here is, in terms of the leadership, this is what this has produced. Again, to not even address this in any way was, I got to say, sort of a gaping hole.
Well, he did talk about homelessness and housing, which is what state lawmakers in their opening day of the session said, yeah, that's a priority. We want to put more money toward this. And so we'll see if what he's allocated in his budget is enough or how lawmakers will fine-tune that.
Trouble with both those issues, homelessness and housing, is that they're likely to lead to an unsatisfactory conclusion. They're problems that are just so huge that it really is has always taxed the capacity of government to handle them.
Well, in specifics, again, and this is there are two ways to go in terms of a state of a state, in terms of also for lawmakers, for that matter, in terms of the opening day. You can lay out some specifics, the framework to be worked out later, but you can also talk more in generalities. This, I think, was more in terms of generalities. And, of course, we've been talking about how it's an election year. This is sort of a setting a stage for that. But you have the legislative session, and that generally, again, in terms of state of the state, he's addressing the people of the state of Hawaii, certainly, but also lawmakers in terms of here is where the executive branch is laying out the direction for the session itself.
He did underscore his commitment to renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about plans to restart those solar farms that we've had in the pipeline for some time, but not much more than that.
And, you know, in a general bit of a laundry list, and you always get laundry lists in speeches like this, but within there you had a mention of seawater air conditioning, which has not made progress to the same extent that wind and solar certainly has. Again, maybe that's one of the aspirational goals, but in terms of specifics, that is a deliverable in the short to medium term, maybe not so much on that one specifically.
They do seem, with regard to the whole emergency planning thing, the governor's office does seem to be adopting a strategy of, you know, let's move on. If we don't talk about it, maybe people won't bother us about it. I'm not sure how that's going to play.
Well, to be fair, there are investigations that are going on. And
right.
And that, you know, to give those a chance to play out is definitely, you can see that as, okay, fair enough. But the idea that to have some mention of this, I mean, the risk is that when you're in politics and government, as you both know, the risk is when you are off note with your audience, and if there's a tone that you miss, and it's, you know, back, you think of George H.W. Bush back to at the grocery store checkout, oh, barcodes, what are these?
Yeah.
And it's that distance from the electorate. I think that's what's at risk right now when it comes to the handling of the emergency alert.
It's a perception game, right? You're creating a perception. You might make you know, pie in the sky promises, but that's kind of what people expect to hear in a speech of this kind.
It is, and again, there are themes. You know, it's interesting. Last year, some of the themes: transforming schools, reshaping the economy to allow innovation, more affordable homes, and addressing homelessness, and making government more efficient and effective. Certainly, heard some echoes of those this year. Back a couple of years ago, in terms of mentioning homelessness as a complex and difficult issue, certainly echoes of that as well. Again, as we head into the session, there is the point of the speech that sets that up, but there's also the substance that carries through in terms of where we go with legislation.
Right, and education, he didn't really address too much aside from the cooling off the classrooms, you know, and then just saying we've got the blueprint for education and they've got to run with it now, but not much else.
And on that, you know, again, this idea of what's become a tradition in both State of the States and States of the Union of recognizing people who have made achievements and oftentimes who have benefited from certain policies or ideas of an administration. We saw a bit of that, certainly, but again, not a lot that takes you a great deal forward. I think fair to say I don't think that there's anything shocking in this. I don't know if either of you found anything particularly surprising.
It's pretty unusual to write a story about a speech where your lead is what he didn't say.
Mm.
And that's the lead of today's speech, in my view anyway.
He didn't also talk about the issues with the tax modernization project and how that's kind of languished. And, you know, it's a lot of taxpayers' money that went into that. And it's, you know, it's proven to be a pretty bumpy ride. So I was kind of disappointed that he didn't address that and how he plans to fix it going forward.
And that's, again, in terms of the finance, you know, when you can lead with the bond rating of the state being in good shape, I mean, yes, that is financially, that is not insignificant at all because that does reduce borrowing costs and it's a very important piece of the finance puzzle. But we didn't hear much beyond that in terms of financing plans and in terms of, again, specificity. And it's not that you are always looking in a state of the state for a play-by-play of the entire legislative session, but some inkling, some idea in terms of that on the financing side. Was a little surprised we didn't hear a bit more on that.
You know, if you just look at the text of the speech, an awful lot of, at least in the early paragraphs, they're pretty boilerplate in the sense that they could have been a speech from 20 or even 30 years ago. We have led the nation in health insurance, one of the healthiest states in the nation. We are our host culture, gifts of aloha, tolerance, and respect. That's not tied to any particular time or...
I thought one interesting point that he got applause on a few lines, and one of the biggest applause lines was Hawaii will not stand for the hateful and hurtful policies of the Trump White House.
Yeah.
Mentioning Trump crept in at a couple of places, and that was well received.
All right, Bill Dorman, thank you for joining us in the studios. Our political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka, will have reaction to the speech later on today on Hawaii Public Radio. This is The Conversation.